Man, I had that loud in the mix. I feel bad. We should let that breathe a little more. I know we got Tim, by the way, Tim Trueheart, on this episode of Papa's Basement as well. And Tim is one of those guys that does a show that has a big production piece at the front. And I remember I used to do that, and then I was like, I'm afraid to lose people. And now it's like, I can't get my first words out fast enough. I want to lose them on the merit of my horrible performance, not the intro piece. Tim, you are now officially part of the show, by the way. Like, I farted in the studio, and you breathed in a piece of me.
I did.
It is like communion, a profane communion. That sounds like
one.
The title of a death metal album. That sounds like something Morbid Angel put out in 91. Profane communion. All right, folks, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papageorgiou. I'm joined today by Howard Flood.
Welcome.
That is his birth name. Not really. And Tim Trueheart.
Yo.
And that is apparently his birth name.
It is.
It is weird like that. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there to download every episode you want and look up Papa's Basement on Stitcher and iTunes as well. Let us bring this down. I'm going to start the show again the same way I did last week, where I tried to create investment. I tried to create investment and make the listener feel invested. It's something I borrowed from pickup artists.
Oh, I know about this.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, you give a necklace to a girl at the bar, and you're like, next time I see you, I'm going to get my necklace back. And she's like, oh, he gave me his necklace. Apparently, you gave your necklace to Miss Saigon. One of the girls from, what, the HMS Pinafore? Is that the one with all the white guys pretending they're little Japanese broads? That's, exactly. They get the necklace, and that's what they do. And then their little wooden shoes clip-clop like horses' hooves as they walk away. But, yeah, and then the whole trick is you have 50 of that necklace, the same way, like, Marge Simpson has 50 of her necklace, and it costs you, like, 80 cents. She's just like, he gave me an heirloom. Well, I want to do the same thing. Last week, I called out a bunch of people who had been tweeting me last week, and I was like, get off your asses and do some iTunes reviews for us. And I think they went out and did. I think they went out and poked a voodoo doll in the throat that looked like yours truly, because my voice just gave out there embarrassingly. Let me take a sip of water.
Yeah, we definitely we got a lot of props on iTunes this week.
We did. We got a lot of recognition. I'm glad that bullying works and public shaming. Salem had it right. Those witches all had it coming. But I want to highlight some other guys who have done a little bit on the show. And this is really sad. I'm reaching for like two comments. I take that back. We had more than two comments. We had a bunch of comments.
Yeah.
But a ton of them are from Dawn Marie, our mutual friend.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Dawn she leaves comments left and right on the site. And so this is what you get for being really sweet, Dawn. I minimalize everything you do. Like, bitch commented left and right. Effer. Same with Dante Nava. Really good guy. He's actually doing a site called Money Nader, I think. And it's like a parody of actually the crowdfunding stuff that you're doing, like Kickstarter.
Oh, my failed Kickstarter?
Yeah, you're failed. You're dead.
Technically, I did Indiegogo, so it's flexible funding, man. That money's still coming this way.
That's the one you want.
You're stillborn Kickstarter. We'll put it that way. It just came out dead.
No, I'm still going to make... I've decided I'm going to use Fiverr to promote it. So we'll see. It's a nice experiment at the very least to see if Fiverr does good things for traffic.
Fiverr can do lots of interesting things. I might go on Fiverr and just buy like 80,000 followers.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Likes on iTunes.
It'll really be believable. I will go from 6,000 followers to 86,000 overnight.
What?
And I'll be like, finally, I broke through. I could have done this without you guys. And then they'll just unfollow en masse. So my entire follow list will just be 80,000 eggs and then 6,000 real pictures at the bottom.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it'll be money very well spent. Dante also left a bunch of comments, and Dante, because you care so much about the show, I also crap all over all of your comments. I'm going to court only those who left one comment and then left. And on our episode from last week, Keira Knightley's topless photo backfires. I think we discussed Keira Knightley, who put out a photo of her topless, and she's like, this isn't photoshopped. My one boob is like 4 feet higher than the other, and it's two cup sizes bigger.
Whoa.
And you're like, wow, Photoshop really does a lot. VOR, which I'm guessing is short for Voice of Reason.
Okay.
If I were funnier and quicker of wit, I would come up with other funny acronyms, but that's all I got. VOR said the picture was actually published several months ago, along with a bunch of others, and it had nothing to do with any sort of anti-Photoshop agenda. Someone just grabbed it and then ran with that story. Which, if it's true, it's fascinating. I'm not a news channel. I'm not going to bother checking what VOR said. He could have told me that she shot it in hopes of bringing Vladimir Putin to power over here in America. I don't really care. Just highlighting that the man left a comment. And I know it's a man. I know it's a man because no woman listens to this.
There are women who sometimes listen
actually,
to this.
Actually, a lot do. It's very weird. And then I try to see their boobs and then they stop listening. I'm like, you like my show. Would you like to expose yourself like a piece of meat to me? And they're like, no, I'm a human being. And then I say, well, we've reached the end of this conversation. And then we got Jimmy Marbles. Howard, this one's for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He says, man, I took a break from your show because I really didn't care for the female-only co-host chemistry.
Okay.
Exactly. We are winning our Boy Scout misogyny badge here.
Now, I go back and forth with Jimmy on Twitter sometimes.
Do you
I'm really bad at Twitter, so the fact that I
you
talk to anyone.
You have a fan in Jimmy.
Nah, Jimmy's cool. Jimmy makes beats.
Really?
Jimmy makes
beats?
Jimmy
makes beats.
Jimmy is a Howard man.
Yeah,
Jimmy
no,
says, like, your humor really needed a male straight man to keep the shock values in balance. I'm happy to hear Howard back in the co-host chair with another last name. So he really pays attention because he knows that Howard Flood.
Wow.
No, we've been going back and forth for a long time. So he remembers when I was still too stupid to use my real name on here. Like those days was just like, man, you know, if they Google me and this comes up.
Yeah.
I mean.
You're doomed. Exactly. Yeah. You'll never.
I just applied to another job where I'm like, how do I explain what I do on Mondays? Because I should describe it as legal work. But if I tell them that I appear on the radio show, I just got to come up with a way to describe working for a radio producer.
Say you help a retarded boy for 3 hours. It won't be that far off the mark. He's hairy. He doesn't bathe much.
I need that money, man. So I don't know how do I keep my Mondays open. That's the real goal right now. I'm trying to keep this time slot open, man. I feel like we're on the verge of, like, almost being able to afford a place to live on this salary.
I love that we just have Mondays because the rest of my week is a hell.
Yeah.
Unless my girlfriend's listening, in which case I love the days I spend with you, baby.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
But, oh, yeah. Monday is it. This is my little oasis. The rest of the week, I'm a locksmith letting people in. My hands smell of WD-40, which leaks into my skin and will eventually give me cancer. But for this day, I just hold a microphone and I'm a man of the arts. Not a man of blunt force, picking metal shavings out of God knows where on my body. But yeah, Jimmy loves you. So don't let him down.
It's good to get the critical feedback from him. Because he's going to keep it straight, man. He's going to let you know exactly where you are. And he just did that.
All right, well.
The real question is, what happens when it's me, you, and a female co-host? Remember those days? Do you think Irina still listens to the show?
What was that like?
I don't know. Irina really brought out the worst, I would say, in Howard. Not so much on air, but like outside of the studio.
Really?
Well, Howard has his fake last name, because as Jimmy said, Howard Flood is not real. Yeah, and Irina was, she's a nice girl, but she's a massive ADD case and also loves both the sauce and pot.
Okay, and she's my type
of
lady.
We
were so irresponsible before coming on the show. Sometimes I would just feel like I disappointed Dad when I came, and it's just like, what's wrong?
It's like,
you're going to be useless on air now.
Yeah, it's like I had two crappy kids.
Really?
Like they would come in, and they just smell like weed. Like I felt really like a teacher more than anything. Yeah. Who had two students he had hopes for, and then they're hanging out with the bad kids.
Oh, no.
My high school band director was easier to deal with than you in that state.
Yeah, man. What can I say? I need you quick of wit. And instead, these two are smoking up before the show.
Wow.
As soon as it ends, it's like, okay, what bar are we going to?
Damn, that sounds like a lot of fun, man. God.
Actually, after the show, it is healthy for you to go to bars. You are like such a shut-in. It's nice to remind you once in a while what it is like to interact with people on the street.
I don't like it. That's why I have the microphone. It lets me interact with a bunch at once, but in a superficial way, where I feel safe.
I re-listened to the podcast that you did with us last week, and I kind of heard you like alluding to that. And then as I was driving over here, I thought about that. Now you've just confirmed it, Howie.
Well, I work a lot. In all truth, lately I work a lot, but my idea of a good time, a lot of times, isn't so much as going to a bar or a club.
Right.
I used to buy into that when I was younger. And I was like, well, that's how I'm going to get a girl, even if I hate that stuff. Mm-hmm. Then I realized, one, you just get a girl off the net. Two, I got a girl now. And, yeah, I don't care for loud stuff. And really, if anyone's out goofing off too much, and I'm like, why are you, if you want to be productive in life, I'm not looking completely at you, Howard, right now. But
I am a sociable person, so even when I'm traveling and I'm at a hotel, and it's just like, oh, man, I'm just passing through, kind of tired, a little bored. I don't want to watch TV. I'm going to go to the hotel bar,
and
I'm going to talk to some other travelers. Like, that's a personality trait for me, where I don't even think you have that.
No, I would get in, and I would just be like, exit my room. I have so much masturbation to catch up on.
Yeah, no, that's like...
cut to.
Like, God knows it's been 8 hours since I went on Reddit Gone Wild. God knows what girl who thinks she isn't sexy for biology major, and it's going to take my ogling her and messaging her to tell her otherwise to make her day, really.
No, man, like, I ran into a cop. I was with my girlfriend in Richmond a few months ago, and we were at a hotel, went down to the bar, grabbed a couple drinks. One other guy at the bar, it's just a retired British police officer, and we ended up talking to him about his experiences, I guess, appearing in D.C. So we had a couple things he had done in D.C. for international cop festivals, and then he owned two dogs. This is like, I had a lot of fun talking to this guy for like 2 hours. And so you apply that to just going out to bars in D.C. Yeah, I like just going out sometimes to meet new people. I'm not just looking for gash, as you apparently thought bars are only meant to serve that purpose.
Yeah, this isn't Cheers. I'm not going to sit down with a fat dude and a mailman and some hayseed.
See, that was one of my favorite shows when I was a kid.
It was a great show. Yeah. Well, you know, I think like going out to like clubs and stuff, I actually thought about it. I was like, the dance club is essentially a place to either get a straight hookup or to get a date for later. You know, that's what it is. Who likes to dance? Just to dance.
Gay men.
Gay men and women. And women.
Yeah.
Women, you know, love it.
I don't like to dance. I mean, I like the idea of dancing, but I don't like
physically. By the way, I just need to state, Tim, you're at least, are you all black, half black, white?
You know, I'm mixed. I'm Chinese, black, Indian, and Jewish.
Interesting.
Hate crime waiting to happen.
Holy God, wait, you're part Jewish? I need to start treating you better. What are your entertainment connections?
Oh, there's possibilities for you here. No, gosh, I don't know.
Your dad came over and was Tim Truberg.
You know, to be honest, the full extent, my dad didn't know his dad. So, like, there's alleged, I guess is how I have to say it, stories of who he was and what he was. Mm-hmm. And I can't really...
Theodore Roosevelt?
I don't know. I think it was, I don't want to say it on the air. No, I don't want to say it on the air. That's kind of personal.
Well,
what I'm going to do
is trust that I have zero listeners and then just say it.
Okay. I was told that my dad's mother was a maid, and she was working in a guy's house who was a wealthy Jewish man in the 1950s.
Wow.
And he had an affair with his maid.
Are you one of the Kravitzes?
Oh, jeez, I wish.
Okay.
I'm like a bootleg Lenny Kravitz. You know? I cry in my car. I don't know. I taught it to hit on a girl. Like, she's not going my way.
Wow,
know?
So this old Jewish guy.
So then she gets pregnant. Uh-huh. Then he has to, like, you know, kind of fire her, essentially. Because
he's a horrible being. Because
he cheated on his wife, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, this young boy, this illegitimate child, his education's financed in Jewish parochial schools for some time. And eventually everything just kind of fades away. And then he's just like grown up in inner city Baltimore and he doesn't have a dad. So that's like essentially allegedly the story.
Wow.
I sure hope my dad doesn't hear this shit.
Yeah. Wait, what neighborhood in Baltimore?
It'd be like Northwest, McDonough.
And you said show, not the S word, so I don't have to bleep that, right? Sure doesn't hear this show.
Yeah, for show.
There you go. There you go, Merriam program director.
I did say show. No, but I didn't intend to say that.
Oh, okay.
I said show.
I heard show.
Yeah. No, for real.
You're not just making that up.
Oh, sweet.
No, I don't. Yeah, yeah. I don't even think I did.
Well, continue.
Gosh. So.
This is fascinating.
That's my thing. Yeah, I'm mixed. I'm a black guy.
Wow, Tim Jewhart.
Yeah. I don't have any connections, though. I wish I had some connections. I think that's what we're going
to... We'll be on this podcast.
man.
We're going to make it happen here.
We're going to make it happen, right?
The streak continues. Getting back to Arena for a second, I'm like, I know every Jewish person that doesn't make loot and has no industry connections.
Do you know...
it's almost like that stereotype isn't true. Come on.
Do you know Jessica Brodkin?
No.
You don't know her? She's Jewish, and she's coming on the Jellyvision show tonight.
Okay.
She's a stand-up comic. She's on the set of Veep as we speak.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wait. What, who is she on Veep? I watch Veep all the time.
Well, she's an extra, I'm sure.
You lozenge-eating bastard.
It's, what are... I don't want to sneeze on you.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know, but I know that there's a casting agency around here.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could mess with Howie, a pretty gentlemanly-looking man.
Yeah.
So I went to this one audition, and guess who walks in? Jessica Brodkin. She's a comedian from this area. She's Jewish, but guess what? She is actually married to a black guy. She's doing the whole, she likes Lenny Kravitz type people. And yeah.
Please tell me. Like, I know a lot of, especially you'll see this in with news reporters. They'll go into a black neighborhood, and I guess it's called code switching, I guess.
Okay.
And suddenly they talk, like, way more soulfully. Like, please tell me when around Jewish people you Jew it up. Like crazy.
I definitely
like you just oy out of nowhere. And
oh, for sure. I definitely have to do that.
Someone brings you a pepperoni pizza and you're like, get that crap out of here.
I'm like, do you have any bagels? Any lox? Or I just use certain words I know. Like I'll be like, one of my friends was saying something and he actually quit drinking recently.
Uh-huh.
So he was like, I stayed in my apartment, kind of cried for 3 days to get through the you know, withdrawals. And I was like, oh, you were just sitting shiva, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, say something like that. I was like, oy vey.
Very nice, man. Yeah, you should ham that up like crazy.
I can and I will.
Be like, my name's Trueheart, but it's actually Goldfarb. We just can't say that officially.
Wow.
Do it. And then just stare at the Jewish casting director until he acknowledges it.
Doesn't he?
Very uncomfortably.
Doesn't Kwanzaa use the kind of like candle thing, candelabra, just like the...
Does it? I don't know.
I think they have a candelabra just like the Jewish do. For,
it's sort of an amalgam of several religious traditions, I thought.
But I thought it was like all African harvest festivals. Is there a Kwanzaa tree? Is it like Chrismica from the OC?
Something like that.
They just mash everything together?
I thought it's a remix of winter solstice, basically. Yeah.
I don't know anyone. Like, Kwanzaa to me was always just like kind of a joke holiday you threw out. Not to diminish those who actually
celebrate
it. Yeah. I don't think they exist, though. And to me, it was always a noun you threw out there to the point of absurdity. It's like, yeah, we cover all the holidays on the show, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. And Kwanzaa was your laugh because no one was really into it. Yeah. You might as well mention May Day or something like that.
If you buy mahogany Hallmark cards, then you may celebrate Kwanzaa is basically, you know,
I thought you meant the fine Diana Ross vehicle.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was a show?
No, it was a movie.
A movie.
I'm sorry. I feel all black now.
I haven't seen her since The Wiz. I'm sorry.
I just mentioned Mahogany, and now I've been downloading Rick James albums left and right. For some reason, they're $5 and $6 on iTunes. And there's just one that has like a picture of him holding an axe, or I'm sorry, a guitar that looks like an axe with blood, and he's dressed like Conan the Barbarian. I think it's called, like, I don't know. Swinging around, sitting around, or some crap. It was $5. I'm like, I'm buying this just for the cover. In my
collection. For the cover art. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
All right. I swear I picked this topic before I knew you were on the show, Tim. So this isn't just me like going deep on Black Celebration Day, but moving away from Keira Knightley and her photos that were kind of the talk of the internet last week, going almost 180 degrees this week. Well, I guess technically last week, but what do you want? We only do shows on Monday. It comes with the territory. Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Courtesy of Paper Magazine, I believe, a French publication, Howard.
Is it? To me, it's a non-existent publication prior to the photo release. I think for most people. Isn't that fair?
Maybe they launched with it. Yeah, I'm not deep into French fashion.
I want to say it's non-existent, but it is not a well-known. It's not well-known out of whatever... click it serves.
Never heard of it.
I mean, I wish I could dispute that, but yeah, it's not like you're gonna see me sit my fat plumber ass down and read Paper Magazine on the bowl.
Right.
I know you look at me and you're like, oh, what a fashion juggernaut over there, but I have a surprise for you. That is not the case, Howard. But Paper
Magazine.
I'm
just looking at you like, what are you talking about?
Howard, yeah.
No, I'm trying to decide if I should admit on air that I watch Project Runway. That's like the extent to which I
That is
fashion.
Going to dovetail perfectly into your story of going to a gay bar this weekend.
What? Did you?
I went to Nelly's.
Nelly's, never heard of it.
Oh, really? No, it's the gay sports bar in D.C. It's next to the 930 Club.
Okay.
Calm yourself, Tim. We will get to that.
All right.
I know.
Who,
I'm just
who
like,
doesn't want to get to that?
I didn't
that?
Even know it existed.
Exactly. It's called it's, Nelly's. Is it Nelly?
As in like Nelly Bottom, yeah.
That's not. Wow. I love the gay dudes for that. They just go.
Respect, yeah.
Yeah.
That's respect right there. I'm like, they definitely named that place Nelly's. Good
yeah,
for them.
Just to rub it in everyone's face. Like, yeah, we are a bunch of Nancys. What do you want to do about it? We're in great shape.
If you come in here, you should know this is your bad. Like,
exactly. All right. So this image spread across the internet like wildfire. That is not an exaggeration. I mean, I can't think of the last time something, it disgusts me to say this, but something that iconic was released recently in terms of a photo. For those that didn't see it, it's the cover of the magazine, I believe. And it is Kim Kardashian, hair up, looking over her back. Coyly, okay. Shall we say,
yeah.
At the person looking at the photograph, and she has dropped a black dress okay. That almost it looks like a garbage bag. Mm. It's not the nicest dress.
Like Missy Elliott from Super Duper Fly?
Thank you. Yeah, it looks like that garbage bag outfit, or I was going to go with the garbage bag that was on the cover of Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet. That they sprayed with water and they wrote Slippery When Wet on it. It looks like she could have taken that off her ass as well. But Tim beat me on that one. Fair and square. I'm going to own it. And that was dropped down and for the world to see was her big fat dumper. And
yummy.
Yeah, I feel we're not going to dispute quite yet, you know, just how much Photoshop went into this thing.
Technically, none.
They give her an 18-inch waist.
No, technically, it's, I think, zero Photoshopping. It's an older technique that existed before Photoshop.
Where you just take a razor to a photograph.
Yeah, no, like the guy who did it, I forget his name. It's like Goudet or Goud. It's some French name.
Uh-huh.
He did the same thing with his ex-wife, Grace Jones. It's actually the identical same photo setup as one of the old photos of Grace Jones.
Do you mean
like that
the,
cover for
from Conan the Destroyer?
Yes.
And so, of Warm Leatherette fame, that Grace Jones.
It's the same setup. He literally just replicated a photo he did 20 years ago, and it went viral again because it was Kim Kardashian instead of the innovative photo he made
in
the 80s.
Okay.
Well, you're talking about the second photo in the spread where Kim's bent over with like a martini glass, yeah, or a champagne glass on her dumper.
Yeah.
And then she's got a champagne bottle in her hand that's blowing like Free Willy, and it's like arcing over her head. What's up? You need to take a piss?
No, is it on there? Is it? Do you have an image of this thing?
Oh, yeah. Have you not seen her ass photo?
I don't
photo?
Know anything about
this. Just check
this.
Out.
What look, the hell?
Look for the side-by-side, because the side-by-side is the one that really illustrates that he's literally just using the same techniques that he
sure.
helped to innovate 30 years ago
so he's like,
in
okay,
order to gain
so,
some
all right.
viral video.
Okay, this
viral.
Is both images, actually.
Swing
so
around.
Yeah, swing around, Tim. This is the image from Paper Magazine, just her big dumper hanging out in, yeah, the sweaty black dress looking thing.
Love it.
And then there's no way that is Grace Jones.
That's so surreal.
That is not Grace Jones. I'm looking at the picture of the black chick with the glass on her ass.
Sorry, I heard that it was, no, I'm sorry. He did a similar technique for a photo with Grace Jones.
Did he? Okay.
Okay. But not, it's the same technique. It's not the same photo.
Okay.
At any rate, like, I saw the before and after of how he did it with one of the amazing shots of Grace Jones from the New York Post in the 80s.
Okay.
And it really was just a standard photo where he had her sort of get halfway into this, like, contortionist position.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, she was no more flexible than you or I in a way. Because you see the before and then you look at the after, and he just made her look so muscular and yet flexible. And he did it basically just by adjusting angles and, like, if you'll notice that the background is a single color, it's
yeah.
a lot easier with the monochrome background to make these sort of alterations to have somebody appear to have certain aspects of themselves contorted or look bigger, etc. That's what he did. It's an old technique he's been doing for a long time, and that's one of the reasons why they can say this was not Photoshop, because he used a technique older than Photoshop.
For sure.
Well, first of all, I would say it takes no studio magic whatsoever to make Grace Jones look like a big muscular man. She looked like she could have beat the hell out of Wilt the Stilt
no,
on the set of Conan the Destroyer.
Alpha female. For sure.
Oh, God, yeah. She could be like, sit down, I'm going to pee in your mouth. She and was, I would say, yes, sir.
Yeah, she's so tough, she can like pull off the original flat top, right? Wasn't that her?
That was you. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, Grace Jones is a scary looking broad, man.
That didn't exist before that came out. So she just, boom, look at that.
But he tough, helped. Man. So this photographer helped her define her career by having these
images. Well, they were married, right?
Yeah.
You're saying, okay,
they were dating
yeah.
at the time, at least.
No, they were married for a time, if I recall.
When,
I remember.
When she first got big, they were just dating, and he
they
basically announced her career by putting that picture out in one of the New York papers.
I've read the wiki on her multiple times because I just read wikis all the time for no reason.
Me too.
Yeah, I rarely give them money. I'm everything
they deserve
that's wrong
it.
With
they
this
really
country.
Do
they
deserve
do.
It.
I know.
They so good.
I use them all the time. But I remember thinking, like, what dude marries her? Like, she just looks so hard.
Do you ever look at that? I look at female bodybuilders online, and I think,
they look could I handle so this much woman? Softer than Grace Jones. Like, they have a CLIT. By spelling it, it's not bad.
Okay.
They are packing something that looks like a Vienna sausage down there with all the testosterone they take, and they're still softer than Grace Jones.
She probably killed a lion to become a man. You know?
Yeah, like Hercules style. Beat a lion to death and then wore its fur.
This is a rite of passage for you.
She scares the piss out of me.
I just want to jump in really quick now. Sure. We saw the picture of Kim Kardashian, and
he was focused on the wrong photo. He's all about the champagne photo. I'm like, can we get back to the ass, well,
now,
the big juicy ass?
This is exactly what
but
I'm
it's just as fake. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, so now, say what you will about her bottom. There's one woman that I want you to just be aware of if you're not already. Her name is Bella Bells. B-E-L-L space B-E-L-L-Z. Bella Bells.
Right,
and she's got some very good body ink as well on her body. And she has probably,
how do you spell it? Oh, B-E-L-Z?
B-E-L-Z.
B-E-L-L-Z, I got it. Okay.
B-E-L-L-Z, sorry.
Okay, she's like very Chrissy Mackian, like white chick, big fat ass, ink all over it.
Yeah,
is
she's...
she white Spanish? I can't.
I don't know, and I think okay. she might even, maybe even a little African-American, not sure. I don't know. I seen her dad. Her dad looks like an alpha male for days.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just another behind it. If you're listening and you're a man or a woman, you might want to just take notice of. It's pretty much one of the biggest things out there.
Yeah, now, my take on this... Everyone, I think, more time has passed, more and more people are, like, on board with the size of Kim K's ass. Like, I remember when she first hit the scene, there was a lot of debate.
Is it real? Is it fake?
Well, not just that. Just, like, do you like it? Do you like the look of it? And I maintain, Tim, first of all, I do think it's fake. I think she got her guts lipoed. And had the fat just dumped in that thing. Because just look at her siblings. No one else has it. Like, okay. If you're an Asian chick, and you've got three sisters, and they're all packing between an A and B, and then you've got jugs like Hitomi Tanaka. That's a name to Google. you know, and they're like just these monstrous boobs with like areolas, like tea saucers. Like, something's up. Did something. Maybe you had, like, fat from a cadaver put in you. I don't know.
It's an anomaly.
Like,
it's an ass-omaly.
Yeah. It's first of all, I think you're a sucker if you really think her ass is real. It ain't. But that's my problem. Like, I personally enjoy the size of it because even if the picture, it looks a little silly even, like the ass is that big, if you saw that in person, you'd just have fun with it. You know what I mean? Like, it would just be fun to smack around.
Oh, it would be like a bouncy castle? You know?
Exactly. Moon bounce.
Yeah, a moon bounce.
Exactly. It's like take off your socks and climb, or take off your shoes and climb
like
on me.
Your booty's like a wonderland.
Yeah. It would be like mashing a bumper car into the wall mm-hmm. to hit that doggy.
Maybe
you would just be like, I feel no hip bones. Tee hee hee. And you would just go to town on it.
It's like a water bumper car. You ever do the boat bumper cars?
No.
You've never done
wait.
Those? Ooh. They have those? That's, I think, exactly what it's like that. Did you ever see the show? It was a... Discovery Channel, I think it was called The Science of Sex. It was like this big documentary.
No.
They talked about how there's a certain proportion that's actually like physically available to a female. Like a woman can have these proportions.
The waist is 7/10 of the hips.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, this is like the most extreme it could possibly get. Mm-hmm. And then they had some, like, so we would find this super attractive as men.
Mm.
Then they had one that was beyond. Like it was like a drawing of something,
okay.
Right? Okay, then they put them side by side. Men were always going for the thing that was actually physically impossible to have.
Hmm.
So I think that there's some kind of draw to these, like, proportions that are just like, you know, Hitomi Tanaka, Kim Kardashian. We're drawn to it.
But this photo of Kim Kardashian is physically impossible as well. I think that's one of the keys to focus on. It's not really, they did things to exaggerate the effect. Yes, she does have exaggerated proportions to begin with. However, this is going into like this land of unreality, like you're describing.
Surreal.
So it'd be like taking John Holmes, and then he uses the techniques that I use when taking a junk pic. Mm-hmm. To send to someone, like he's gilding the lily. He's already got 14 inches, and he's like, that's not enough.
Jumping the shark.
it's literally a great marketing campaign that she participated in just now, because she did find a way to continue to market that which she's become most known for. So
that's a bit of the backlash online. I think what annoys me about it is people are like, it's just an ass, so what? Well, it's a great ass. Like, if you look at what internet traffic is, guess what? It's probably like 99.99% pornography, and then one guy looks like at the New York Times per day. That's it.
Some cats in there.
Yeah, some cat photos.
Cat breeding.
Yeah. So that part gets me mad. But I will agree with the fact that, has she ever done anything outside of just putting this ass and just being like, I am the ass.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me answer that with a question. 5 years ago, if I came up to you and I said, hey, John, Kanye, you'd be like, oh, geez, what? And I'd be like, Kim Kardashian, you'd be like, ah, they're going to get married and then have a kid and then name it Northwest. You'd be like, get the heck out of here, man. It happened. Okay.
I mean, it is silly.
It's like you can't write this stuff. I have no idea.
I heard back in the day, I probably said this like 18 times on the show, but I don't have a lot of stories because, like Howard said, I don't go out. I don't meet any British cops. I remember one time I met a Scottish guy in a strip club, and the black dancer on stage was all over him, and he just explained that, like, because of his accent, black chicks couldn't get enough of him. So there's your little slice of culture, buddy. The thing with Kim, I really do feel, I don't know where I was going with this, but I feel she does kind of offer nothing.
Well, you were asking, like, what did she do?
Yeah.
I mean, I think she, like, created a market for herself. She did it with Ray J. She created, like...
Yeah, I just made a sex tape.
Most powerful sex tape ever. Way stronger than Paris Hilton's, essentially, right?
Yeah. And really? Then, you don't think the Abraham Lincoln Mary Todd was more powerful?
What about the Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee?
Yeah, that's true. The kids growing up, they kind of don't remember that one.
No, but that was a real one, too.
That one would have been huge if it existed in a digital age.
Yeah,
but
it
you
was
had
a little
to, like,
ahead of its time.
Put on a burqa and go into MVC and be like, get me a VHS tape of this this Tommy Lee, Pamela
Anderson. For those non-DC area listeners, MVC is the Manassas Video Club.
That was our porn shop. We had, like, five of them.
They had hoodies at one time. I wanted to buy one so bad. I was like, where am I going to wear this? Only at home.
MVC, yes.
Yeah, only there and back at night.
Put it on under your members-only jacket.
What she accomplished was she got with Kanye. And now they have a baby. So now they've created this thing where we're going to be... TMZ is never going to go out of business. It's the next 18 years at minimum. That's what's been done.
It's just weird all that... I don't know how this... Everyone has tried to hitch their star to it. We're guilty of it. We're doing a show on our ass right now.
We're talking about it. They don't know we exist. We're talking about them.
But, like, yeah, Chelsea Handler. She's put out an Instagram photo of her, like, skinny ass next to it. And she's like, here's what a real ass looks like.
Uh-huh.
And the funny thing is, it's like, yeah, it's not, like, huge, and it's not really the sexiest photo, but if women want an insight into how guys think, it's just like, I do them both. And then it's like, well, which one do you prefer? It's like, the better looking one, but if I can't have
the
her,
one
I'll,
who's in the room.
Yeah, I'll
that,
do
yeah.
the other. Yeah, exactly. Where can I dumps it? Put an S on the end of the dumps.
This is what I think. I think that for the longest time, it was about the breast enhancement, augmentations,
yeah,
and whatnot.
Yeah,
right?
I'm still a jug man at the end of the day. This ass business, whatever.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, so Howard?
I'm more of an ass man. I've been a far greater influence from hip-hop than this guy when it comes to
Howard is a purist. I don't know him very well, but I'll tell you one thing. He's a purist about a lot of things. This is the thing about the booty, the ass. I can say ass, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, it's so much harder to fake the butt. It's just so much harder. So
someone hasn't been to Brazil.
I understand they have Brazilian butt lifts, and now they're injecting silicone.
They take construction caulk and just dump it in, and then they die of toxic shock a week later.
But this is the thing. I think that we as people really, really appreciate that because it hasn't been like, you know, it's kind of a frontier that is only now getting like, you know, faked. So mm-hmm. when I saw a woman, I was walking, I was at this orientation last week for a job, and there's two women walking side by side, and I looked at them, and I saw them from the waist up, and they were both equally hot. And then mm-hmm. I looked down, and I saw them, and one of them just had a great butt. Mm-hmm. And then I looked over, and the other one was just poor by comparison. And I went, aw.
Yeah.
So I was like, it is. And if I'm with a woman, and then I start grabbing that, and I just, like, I get disappointed. And more disappointed if she has no butt than if she has no breasts.
It's a fun treat to me.
Yeah.
That's how I view it. Like, I'm more... Be not fat. You know what I mean? Like, be trim. Like, I'm huge on that.
10, 15 pounds overweight. Actually, I have a lot. I'm fine with 10 to 15.
I mean, not that I haven't, but I just, like, be in shape, have a nice face, and then the other stuff is bonus. Like, mm-hmm. don't have any STDs. That's nice, too. Sorry, I had a girlfriend who had, like, just raging vaginosis for the entirety of our relationship.
What is that, like halitosis in your vagina?
Yes.
It truly is.
Actually,
so.
Yes.
It truly
absolutely.
It sounds like a monster. Imagine, zombie game.
Exactly. Like, imagine if a cat did what it does in the cartoon, like Heathcliff would, and he'd just stick an entire fish in his mouth.
Oh, no.
And then pull it out by the tail, and it would just be spines of the fish head.
Oh, yeah. No.
Picture what Heathcliff's mouth would smell like, and that's what they smell like.
It's like the Predator.
Yeah, exactly. The mandibles. Oh, just dripping white foam as you're pounding it. More white foam than the champagne from the Kim K pic. It's bad.
Ooh, scary. Oh, my goodness.
So wretched.
So yeah, as long as they don't have any of that stuff going on, you're very happy with just, like, you know, a standard.
To me, just, like,
gal.
Don't look bad and be nice. Mm-hmm. Be a nice person and look pretty attractive.
I mean, to me, the harder part is always after that first time y'all have sex and then, like...
Negotiating the price.
It feels like the script changes a little bit. Like, now... What's life going to be like between now and the next time we have sex? Because it feels like you have certain expectations of this maybe going somewhere.
For sure.
Or, like, how much time I got to put in, even if we're not that serious. It's still one of those, like, so what do you want to do before the next time we have sex? I kind of want to show up again. How about that? No?
Hot chocolate?
Dinner? Mm-hmm. I guess we could do dinner. You want to go to Lead Robster.
Lead Robster?
I thought we were going to anchor the Asian groups even
get
more.
Get some beezy, Ched.
Wed Robster. I was like, no, Howard. Oh, no.
That was my own Freudian slip.
I mean, going back to, I guess, my own history, and like I said, I've dated a lot of, like, borderline personality disorder girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's common.
Yeah, I guess so.
In women, to have a mental issue, it's a
borderline. And to be into me.
Borderline. Well, no, it's just... Well, it's... Maybe you attract that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I certainly do myself.
I'm like the eye of the hurricane for that. Are you kidding me?
But, no, it's like the number one thing that women will have. They'll have, like, borderline personality disorder.
Okay.
Dudes have, like, schizoid something.
Well, I mean, it's weird that Howard said there's, like, a thought behind, like, okay, how long do I have to wait for it? Because my dating history, a lot of it, and I mean a lot, Howard's known me a while, was just, like, fairly cute girls, pretty intelligent. So I'm like, they're awesome. They're good in my book. We'd bang super fast. I mean, like, date one or two, I'm in their pants, and we're just effing the hell out of each other for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, they die. Not literally. Like, I'm not a serial killer. At least I'm not owning up to it on air. But they would just disappear. All of a sudden, like, texts would not be returned and stuff like that. And it kind of, at first, it sounds like a perfect crime. But it did get old after a while. You're like, what? Does my junk smell weird? I mean,
you wore them out, bro.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. They were in a full body cast like OJ at the end of Naked Gun.
There's a lot of people that are, like, addicted to the beginning of the relationship and then after some time.
That is almost what I mean by the borderline personality thing. I know a lot of girls who are just like, they love being in first love.
Yes.
It's the best thing. The chase is so awesome to them. The same way we chase ass. But I think the average dude isn't so quick to dismiss once they get with a girl. It's like, all right, let's see where it goes.
It's hard. You got to put in groundwork. You got to really try to, like, get with a girl. Whereas a girl, it's like a ball of yarn gets thrown in front of a girl. That's the chase. They got to go after that yarn.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess because women are so accustomed to being pursued. So if one guy is, like, giving them any sort of chase, they're like, who is this stranger turning down what I offer? Who does he think he is? But, yeah, the instant they get it, a lot of these women are just like, he's starting to drive me nuts. I'm like, the guy you loved a week ago?
You're a pretty charismatic guy, though, man. I mean, you've hosted the podcast for many years. You probably didn't
exactly.
Start from
I put that on my business card.
No, it's just like I think that you know a lot of other guys maybe not. You know, for you know, so your experience essentially.
Oh, as in like what? How I
they're,
get girls
they're
with
boning
my ego.
You and then they're leaving you, Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of people that I come off kind of as a bad boy, which is like the most laughable thing you're ever gonna hear. But apparently that is, like, I'm the guy that's fun to F around with, but you probably wouldn't date him. And again, just all I can say is the entirety of my 20s, I either slept with chicks who are in relationships or they were crazies that did me for 2 weeks. Like, they either left me after 2 weeks because they're like, I probably have to go back to my boyfriend. Like, there's a future there. Or they just went on to the next guy that they were going to have unprotected sex with night one. Leaving me to get another Q-tip up my penis and go, why did I do this?
Girls
again?
Are just
why?
Getting so excited listening to this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I just have my girlfriend now. She barely listens to the show. So.
Papa Giorgio.
Yeah. I'm safe.
They're saying right now.
Exactly. I passed all of those Q-tip tests, girl. So wink, wink.
Oh, that's scary. Oh, my God. That's
the worst. Just giving just me a Q-tip big... on a guitar string, a bass string, not even a guitar, nothing light.
It's giving you a big shot in your arm. They're like, here's a Z-pack in your bicep. Take it.
They just take it off of Gene Simmons' axe, put a Q-tip on it, shove it in your crotch. That's my experience with that. Kim Kardashian, though, I wanted to just get back to, it's so weird how popular this thing got, considering nothing she has put out since that. Even that sex tape was like underground popular. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like HuffPo is then putting up, it's like, see Kim Kardashian take a load on her back and look at her lovely Armenian areolas. But this photo was everywhere and has been dissected to death. Like I said, Chelsea Handler tried to piggyback it. I found that fascinating. HuffPo, again, getting back to them, they had an article that they were going on about like what they aren't telling you or what no one's talking about regarding the Kim Kardashian photo. And they were tying into like how back in the day there was like a African performer in France, and she was just known for having this titanic shelf ass, and I knew about her through Opie and Anthony. I can show you a picture if you want, but it's not worth it. Imagine a chick with a weird ass that
I know about the table.
The table ass, yes. Yeah, yeah. The table ass woman.
Jack and Coke, put it right on the butt.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it gets back to these racist roots. Just everyone wants in on this ass. It really is fascinating, and it's just, it really brought home that we are living in Idiocracy. If anyone has watched Idiocracy, there was just a movie called Ass. And it was a picture, it was just 90 minutes of an ass. And people were in a theater watching this ass. We are Idiocracy. Except Idiocracy was like 500 years in the future. And
that really was a great movie. I think
it was so prescient. Yeah. Everything.
I gotta see it.
Everything Idiocracy has said would happen in 500 years has taken place in like a decade.
It's Luke Wilson and Maya Rudolph. Those are the headlining two stars.
And Dax Shepard, he plays the dumb guy. He's so good at it.
Such a good movie.
I gotta see it.
The performances were great, and I do think like a lot of Americans were just insulted by it.
Absolutely. They could not handle how dead on it was.
Yeah, I know.
But there's just so many lines. You go back and you hear them, and you're like, it's brilliant. Like the way that companies would say anything to get you in the door. Like if I recall, there's a Costco door greeter who's just sitting there like a lump of S, and he just keeps going as people file by, welcome to Costco, I love you. Welcome to Costco, I love you.
What?
It's just, yeah, the diminishment of love, how companies will do whatever to make you think you're in with them. And then if I remember Dax Shepard, when Luke Wilson is trying to first talk to the guy and have a conversation, he just starts screaming, go away, Baton! Because he's just looking at porn. And so that's like... I've used that one, but it's
kind of a
Costco thing.
It's a bit of a riff, like a comedic riff on Brave New World in ways, right?
Yeah, but it's just, it's so dead on.
It's just very American, very modern American. Like, yeah, that's totally where our dumbass country's heading.
Really? And what was it? President Camacho? I know it's Terry Crews who plays him.
Yeah.
And he's like... his version of what was eloquence in the future is really, it sounds like an athlete coming off the field now where people are like, that was a great speech that got me fired up. But
I figured it was something kind of like Sarah Palin, like when I heard
like nonsensical like statements together for what?
Well, it's just stringing together profanity. If I recall, he comes out and he pulls out his automatic rifle and shoots that into the air to get people's attention.
Oh, jeez.
And he's just like, S. I know S is real effed up right now, man. Like, if I recall, those are the first couple lines from the speech. And it
sounds like a speech Sarah Palin's given
before. But that's where we are. We are just... The photo is called The Ass. We're just one word off. We just need to drop the V and we're in Idiocracy.
It's weird. It's like, I think that people focus on stuff that's like kind of, you know what, there's two bigger things I can tell you about. Like there's ISIS and Ebola. And why are we just going to The Ass?
Because it's simple. I'll tell you exactly why. Because our world is so out of our control.
You know, when I was in high school, I completely agree because I was in 11th grade and I was worried because Clinton started bombing Kosovo. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the end of the world. They're going to draft me. But that was the week. That was like the same week that he had gotten in trouble for the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And they just threw it off. And I think that like people go to like, but. You know, they go to like, what was that chick that was in like all the Harry Potter movies and her photographs came out? Jennifer Lawrence?
Well, she wasn't Harry Potter. Oh, she was Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, whatever. I don't even know about this stuff. But that was like only like a month ago. You know what I mean?
Oh, we could care less.
Yeah.
We could care less.
It's the same stuff.
Yesterday's ass, my friend. Again. Yesterday's ass.
Yeah. It's just weird. It's like that's.
I mean, I hate to get all conspiracy theorist here, but one of the issues I have with coverage of things overseas like ISIS. We don't know exactly how diluted the news that we're receiving is. Because I guess one of the things I've heard recently, I saw this on Bill Maher over the weekend, the idea that ISIS is just the latest terrorist group that's being put as like the biggest threat. And yes, they are currently the biggest threat. I'm not denying that. But what I'm saying is we're basically now in a world where we're always just going to have one of these groups.
And I got you.
They're going to be able to... Basically, there's a marketplace for... radical Islam, and it's going to be around for a while, so there's always going to be this marketplace you can tap into if you're the flavor of the month. And so, like, you can't... So ISIS is doing really well in recruiting. If they fall apart, there's some small terrorist upstart, you know? They have...
They'll be the hot new thing.
Yeah, and then everybody's just going to move to that country.
So it's kind of like boy bands for us.
It really
is. Over
there
is radical Islam.
Yeah, it's like... It's the voice for terrorist groups, you know? They're just trying to form the next O-Town, except, like, they're jihadists.
It'll just be, it'll be little girls who are like, you know what? ISIS beheading people is so 6 months ago. I've moved on to Abu Shabula and look at the way they behead Western journalists. Oh my God.
No, it's just, that's the issue though with like, when you ask American people to follow these news stories, I kind of get why they're like, this again?
Yeah.
Really?
No,
I'm having a hard time believing this.
You're right. It's just spoon fed. And not only that, they're trying to play the same trick. They're pressing the same button over and over. It's like fear, fear, and you're like, it's over there, and I kind of don't care, but I do understand that I want my face in that ass. That I get. And same with, I think that's why we're so into sports. Like the rest of the world is just so beyond our control, and we've just accepted that politicians are corrupt, the laws don't work, but we can get fired up when like someone catches a pass and his toes are, you know, not exactly out of bounds. It's like, no, you sons of bitches. How dare you get wrong this little thing that should go right in my life? Like, we hold referees to a much higher standard than we do any politician.
That is pretty funny.
It is this little place in our life where we're like, God damn it, the best man should win here. Or, like, at least the authorities shouldn't bring the guys down who would win. Like, we've come to terms with the fact, like, if you're born poor, you're probably just screwed for life. Like, we just let that slide in America. And I'm not saying it's good or bad, it's just what we do. And it's the same thing, you go to work, you realize your life is kind of crap, but you've just accepted it. And it's crap a lot of times because of things outside of your control. You would take a Herculean amount of effort to change your life. And so we kind of don't, but it's... Like, we just look at this one thing, and it's simple, and we get that.
Yeah, I think that is it. Oh, gosh, I just feel like we're better than that. I mean, not just as Americans, but people, you know?
Well, the three of us in this room are, obviously.
For sure.
And, of course, the listeners. They are an educated elite. The Papa's Basement Army, son.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's the traditional complaint about Americans not having enough of a grasp of, like, being citizens of the world. I guess, is part of why we like to insulate ourselves from, like, international happenings.
Yeah, but we can't even understand what goes on here. Do we need more things we don't understand? I get what you're saying. And I don't think that's exactly because we're dimwits. We are. Don't get me wrong. But so many other countries, you're bordered by how many other countries? You know what I mean? And, like, other continents are kind of close
but
to you.
Getting back to your point that we don't even understand a lot about here, it's like asking Americans to look at a map of the 50 states and, like, name half of them. You know, like, that is a challenge.
Half. I could get half.
I'll kick ass. I'll win the whole thing. I'll do all 50. No doubt.
I don't want to brag, but easily 35 out of this, man. Easily 35.
I'm just saying, like, we have a massive country, and to, like, understand the states around you or even the history of the state where you live, I mean, these are things that, I guess, you know, I don't know. Should we expect that out of people? Like, should we ask people in Virginia to go check out Manassas Battlefield sometimes instead of just the video club next door?
MVC.
I've been there, though, you know? I've been to the battlefield. Like, you know what? I think it's, like, I think that the booty stuff, I think it really caters to, like, the least common denominator of
Americans.
It's
just visceral, yeah. And that's the thing. When you say least common denominator, yeah, it diminishes it a little, and it makes it sound lame and stupid. But in some ways, it does cut through every language. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
it certainly does.
Like, a professor at UVA can see that ass and be like, I understand this in the same way that the migrant worker in front of the 7-Eleven understands ass. Like, it is... It's like O's and ones. It's a binary.
Let's apply this test to someone slightly more talented than Kim Kardashian in the guise of Taylor Swift.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You have a woman who technically makes music.
Yeah.
And, you know, she puts a lot of work into it. Do you guys like that music?
No.
I mean, short answer, no, but my girlfriend might be listening, so yeah.
She's got like one or two songs that are kind of catchy, but no, I don't like that stuff at all.
How big would her following be if we did not live in the era of... music videos. I mean, not that we're in the heyday of music videos, but you can watch people perform music.
Oh, I got you. I think she still puts out decent enough pop that she would be fairly big. I know what you're saying, Art, that we like her blonde legginess or...
Yeah, there's an element of this that goes into, like, everyone can kind of agree when they look at her that, like, on a scale of 0 to 1, she's probably a 1.
Yeah. By the way, that is a man scale right there. Would I or wouldn't I? The only question that matters.
0 to 1.
No, but I mean, it's just like, go to Fox News. Like, I mean, yeah, you have like moms at home are just like, I give her a 1. You know what I mean? It's just she has this generic appeal, I'll say. And so people believe in her story. She has a lot of loyal fans who they say that they believe in her story, but it's also the fact that she's a pretty girl that they also want to be nice.
Yeah. Oh, God, do people want her to be nice?
Yeah.
Even me. And I have no dog in that fight. But I remember lately she's doing the crazy cat lady thing. Like, she just takes her cat out with her. And,
weird.
She's like, I don't go out and party. I just have my cats. And people are now eating that up. And I'm like, I want to believe that's the case. But how much of it is she just, like, realizes that the YouTube trends all point to cat videos being the big thing. And it's like, just be a cat lady and the internet will love you. And it works. Like, I can't tell you how many friends of mine were really cynical of her. Laura, our buddy Laura Caputo, who does the show on occasion, and she works like 2 feet away. Like, I posted something about her. And she's like, yeah, I used to really hate that bitch, but now not so much. And Laura's like one of those offbeat internet people. And she's either one of the most cunning minds of our time, or, you know, this is her. She is weird. I still remember, though, when she went, when she was dating that Kennedy guy for like a month. Yeah. And there was a Kennedy family wedding that she attended, even though the bride was like, holy God, can this be my day? Please don't come, please.
Sure.
And she went anyhow. And the story goes that multiple people walked up to her and were like, hey, Miss Swift, we know you're famous. That's awesome. And you're cute as a button. But it's the bride's day. She doesn't want you here. Can you go? And supposedly, she just didn't even acknowledge their humanity. I mean, like, didn't even act like someone was talking. To me, that's sociopathic. So it's really, it is a, you know, it's kind of a bit of weight on the other side of the scale. Like, she is this master manipulator. She isn't just this chick who gets dumped a lot and loves her cat now.
No, like, the story I've heard about her is that she has enough sense to realize she should never be the smartest person in the room when it comes to making decisions about her career. So she's very adept at getting the right people around her instead of just a bunch of people who do whatever she says to, like, grab a piece of her cash. She's looking for people who will help her to make her wealth and her empire as big as possible. So, yeah, like, she's got a lot of people around her that are kind of part of this cunning desire to make as much money and capitalize off the goodwill of, like, whoever her fans are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I don't know. There is that.
She's not that stupid, then.
That concern about her being slightly sociopathic about, like, how great she is.
She turned into a sociopath the minute Kanye went on stage and said, I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had the greatest song of all time. Which, honestly, I completely agreed with Kanye. And I still agree with Kanye about what he said about that. It was just wrong that he did it. And
I absolutely hate that song.
She's a little angry about it. You hate the all the
single ladies.
The video was awesome. It was like a continuous shot, and it was for a video. It wasn't for like the song.
I do not think I have watched that video once. Like it's just black and white, and like they're in heels and dancing and some crap. And I'm like, look, unless she bends over and spreads her lips,
It's just the filming technique, I think.
Was that it? Okay. Yeah, if it's one continuous shot, I can respect that.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a good
shot. I've seen Goodfellas. I've seen True Detective. I know the power of a continuous shot.
I know about Goodfellas when they walk through that long shot.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll give it that. But the song itself, it's like an annoying whistle throughout it. That's the beat.
What about the other side of the coin when you have like somebody who's a beautiful woman and then they're actually like very mean and they put out kind of a negative message. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of power in those situations too. Like, and you know who else I got a booty to? Is that Nicki Minaj. She's not really saying good stuff. You know, she's, and I'm not saying the music.
I like her a lot more.
Her message and content. Yeah, the message and content. It's kind of like, yo, you're bumming me out every time I listen to you. And you're still selling like sex and like a mean girl quality.
I don't even like, she's just one of those girls. I don't like her looks particularly, but she's just sexy and dirty. Like, she raps about getting her ass eaten a lot. Like, way too much for that. Way too much for that to be talk. That girl likes tossing.
She probably does.
Oh, I respect that.
I think artists like to, both men and women like to collaborate with her on albums. So I think there's something about it, even if she's putting out this different message to the public. I think she's probably a cool artist to hang out with, from what I gather.
She's a trained opera singer. Like, a lot of people don't know that. Yeah. She actually did an album cover, and it's a copy of another album cover that somebody else had done. It's the thing where she's like kind of squatting down, and she's like looking over her own shoulder at her back, and you can see this ass.
Anaconda. That's the cover.
Is that the? Yeah, that's a playoff of another image, which is interesting. You know, I mean,
it's just another ass photo.
Everybody's copying everybody else's ass photo.
It's one thing for it to be an illusion if it's the same dude taking the same frickin' pic like 30 years later just to go viral because like his retirement fund got hit a couple years ago.
Sure.
It's not a reference. It's copying. He's copying himself in order to make an extra buck off Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I mean, that's not that. I think what Nicki was trying to produce with this, like, by alluding to something else.
An homage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think, too. I'm just saying.
As opposed to this, like, this is just a money grab for everybody involved with paper.
Gimme. Yeah, I remember when they put it out last week. I love how I'm trying. I remember when I read that 4 days ago. Kudos to me. But they were like, let's break the internet. We're going to do that with Kim Kardashian's ass. That's the expression they used, break the internet. Which to me is a terrifying thing that the Chinese are trying to attempt every day with us. It's not something we want to joke about. Let's do the ending on this episode, and then if you guys want to hang out afterwards, we'll tag this part on for those who are listening at home via the podcast. If you're listening on the cable channel, the show is going to wrap up right now. But you can go to In Papa's Basement if you want to hear the full MP3. Howard, I don't know. Did you want to tell your gay bar story and take extra time, or do you want to just wrap it up?
We could wrap that up. Or do you think the people want to hear real quick? I ended up at a Nelly Sports Bar on Saturday night after going to a concert at 9:30 Club because I wanted to watch the end of Florida State versus Miami.
I almost, you know what, just stop because I don't want you to kill it. We can do this for another episode.
All right.
Going to a gay bar is silly and funny.
All right. Yeah, we can talk about Nelly's. It's not the first time I've been.
Oh, God.
It's not my first time at a gay bar.
Yeah, you're a mysterious lad, my friend. I don't think I've ever been to a gay bar.
Oh, this is the easiest one, man. It's like gay bar light. Oh. It's a sports bar.
So as I ease my way into the community, I should start here. And then like 2 months later, you see me at the mine shaft in my assless chaps. Okay, well, I'm going to put on that outro music. God, who to thank first? I'm going to thank Tim, because I don't have Tim every week. Tim Trueheart.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on, man. Plug what you got. Plug your shows. And...
yeah, you know, just you can see me at the Chippy Wang Show at the Comedy Spot. It's on the it's on Thursday night. It starts at 8 o'clock. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Tim Trueheart. You can check out my website timtrueheart.com, and you can friend me on Facebook. All that stuff, man. I'm out there. I'm doing my thing. I love you.
Jellyvision. Don't forget that.
Jellyvision. Jellyvision Live. Follow Jellyvision Live on Twitter and listen to Jellyvision on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes. Subscribe and say nice things about us, because we love you.
All right, my co-host, whose name here on out is now Chippy Wang. What do you have to promote?
Yeah, I got nothing this week. I'm still a little down on the whole Indiegogo crowdfunding attempt, so I'm gonna rebrand and come back with something next week. How about that?
I am sorry to hear that, sir.
It's all good, man. We're gonna make it work. We're gonna make it work.
All right, Mr. Chippy. I'm John Papa Giorgio. The show is Papa's Basement, and the site is inpapasbasement.com. You can find Papa's Basement as well as our football show, Papa's Football Podcast, on both Stitcher and iTunes. Just P-A-P-A apostrophe S, and then the rest of the word shouldn't be too difficult. Look us up, subscribe, give us a good rating, all that happy jazz. PFpod.com is that football site. Last but not least, I do a comic called The Spookies, and the website is thespookiescomic.com. Follow me on Twitter at Papa's Basement. Very active there. And if you like the show and you want to do the Facebook thing, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Till the next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.